brand new music from The Vamps, and they've said that this is the direction their album is going in. Very electronic. They've teamed up with Matoma, probably best known for his collaboration with Becky Hill on False Alarm. It's All Night on KMFM, 8:05. And Little Mix are without a doubt the biggest girl group right now. They've just announced a new album, a new tour. They've dropped their new single, Shout Out to My Ex, and they're chatting on the show this evening.
Hello.
So Shout Out to My Ex is available now. You smashed it with your debut performance of the single on The X Factor last weekend. Do you still kind of get nervous when, because I've heard that you say you get nervous before the X Factor performances still, but do you get nervous when you watch The X Factor on TV?
So literally, I religiously watch it every year. I'm like obsessed. And I thought, I'm going to try not to watch it as much this year so that when I go on it, it doesn't feel like The X Factor. And it didn't work.
Did it not work at all?
No.
Who's your favourite to win this year, if you had to pick one?
We're loving the groups this year. We love Five After Midnight and Four of Diamonds.
Do you still find that some of the judges scare you a little? Did you find that when you were on the X Factor, they scared you? Which judge scares you the most?
Well, not Simon, weirdly, because he's like an uncle to us.
Yeah.
And so we you know, regularly go around his house for roast dinners, so that would be a bit strange if we...
What a sentence that is, by the way. Does Simon cook the roast dinners? I expect him, like, behind the oven.
As if Simon Cowell's going to cook dinner. No, his chef does it.
Oh, of course he's got a chef.
Yeah.
What's his house like?
So lovely.
Like, is there anything weird in the house that you wouldn't expect?
No, we were really trying to look for the old black toilet roll.
See, that's what I was thinking. Because that was a rumour, wasn't it? Was that real?
Yeah, it's just white.
Oh, you've broken my heart now. That was the only thing I knew about Simon Cowell.
Weirdly, I found it quite, like, intimidating singing in front of Nicole.
Yeah, I did.
Really?
I think because she was in Pussycat Dolls and they were so successful.
Yeah.
And she's just, I think she's insane. Like, dancing, vocally. So, you know, it was quite nerve-wracking performing in front of her.
But from what I saw on the TV, she looked like she was having the time of her life.
Yeah, I mean, she's a great judge. We love her.
Do you look at the judges? Do you make eye contact with the judges when you're on the stage?
Yeah, we genuinely do. But sometimes it can be really off-putting when you see them whispering to each other in there, in like... to the other judge.
What are they saying?
Yeah, because I suppose you'd be going back to your X Factor days and you're thinking, oh, are they judging our performance? Are they gonna come in? I suppose it's not Britain's Got Talent, where at least you haven't got the big X that they're gonna do.
Yeah, oh god, stuff that.
Because that would be awful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, literally.
But the track anyway, it's an absolute anthem. How did you celebrate after the X Factor performance?
Oh gosh, well, we had to be up at 4 o'clock, so we didn't really get to do that much.
No, straight to bed.
We had a little glass of champers with Simon Cowell in his dressing room.
Another strong sentence there.
And then we just we went back to a hotel and got in bed. Nothing really exciting.
No, but sometimes bed is the best celebration.
I was going to say, I couldn't sleep.
Oh,
you know when you
no.
close your eyes and then you're like, I've got 3 hours till I have to be up, so I need to sleep.
Oh,
and then
no.
it goes another hour and you're like, oh no, now I've got 2 hours to sleep. And then it just keeps ticking down and then your alarm goes off and you realise you've not even slept. We're all exhausted, but we're loving it. We are so happy with the reception that of what the song has had, and the fact that it's number one on iTunes. Yeah, it's just amazing. It couldn't have gone any better, and we're so grateful for all the support.
Have you been scrolling through the reactions on Twitter, like all of the good reactions, because it's been trending non-stop pretty much.
It's just amazing. It's just incredible. We just feel very, very lucky.
Do you have a favourite reaction that you've read so far, where you've read it and you've just been like, oh, that's a good one, I'll remember that one?
God, I can't remember what one it was. It was one about Perry.
Yeah,
about her slaying and that she's the ultimate queen.
Aww.
That's all
thanks,
you need.
Yes.
That's something to put on the top of the CV, isn't it?
Yeah.
I read today, I don't know if it's confirmed, but I read today that it's the fastest single to reach number one on the UK chart since Adele's Hello.
That is crazy, right?
That is mad.
That is insane.
Like, what the heck?
Like, Adele, for a lot of people, Adele seemed untouchable, but then you're getting closer and closer with every single, so maybe the next one you're going to take over Hello.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I highly doubt that. Adele is the queen of life, isn't she?
Yeah.
I love her so much.
Maybe a Little Mix Adele collaboration on the horizon?
I don't think we'd be able to sing. I think we'd just all have panic attacks.
But that would smash all of the records everywhere. Little Mix, Black Magic on KMFM, you're on the hit list. listening to Glenn Scott and their new single, Shout Out to My Ex, available now. We're going to play it in about 4 minutes' time-ish. But first, the girls are on the show this evening.
KMFM.
We've had like one of the busiest weeks imaginable because announcements everywhere. The new album, Glory Days, that's out on the 18th of November. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And a lot of people are really excited by that. That's another thing that you got trending on Twitter because it's just been Little Mix Twitter all this week. Have you got like a favourite track from the album already? Have you all picked one? Is there a track that's standing out to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we all have different favourites. Like, we were just talking about going on tour. Obviously, you've got the Tronic Sensor, but we were just saying, normally we have to whittle down the albums and do loads of our hits and then do a few from the album, but we literally do not want to lose any of them this one.
So how many did you have before you had to whittle it?
Well, it's like, this album was the easiest to do, we think. Get Weird was really hard, like the hardest album we've wrote. So to then come out with this one, it happened so naturally and so easily that's why we can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Yeah.
So when we were listening to it in the meeting the other day, we were like, we have to do every single song on tour. Like, there's not one that we would want to lose. So how the heck are we meant? Like, we'll just have to make the tour 3 hours long, I think.
Yeah, which I'm sure loads of people will be fine with, if that's all right. So that's at the O2 next year, isn't it? Tickets are on sale on Friday.
Yes.
What do you have prepared? Or is that even a bit too far away on the horizon?
I mean, we've had like talks about it and meetings about it and stuff with, you know, rough ideas of what we want, but we haven't got into like the rehearsals or anything like that. That won't be till after Christmas. So.
Okay, but are you excited to get back on the road?
Oh my gosh, yes. It's the best time of our lives. Like, touring is legit the most amazing feeling in the world.
Somebody told me, who was it? I think I was interviewing someone while back, and I think they supported you, but I can't remember who it was. And they were like, was it Emo? Did Emo ever support you?
Yeah.
And they said that you had the best catering that they've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. Food is very important to Little Mix.
So we've talked a lot about Twitter. So as I said, Shout Out to My Ex was trending on Twitter pretty much all day. So what I've done is I've taken some of the tweets and replaced some words with the word blank. So can you guess the words that I've replaced in the tweets? And by the way, this is going out on the radio, so even if it sounds like the dodgiest thing in the world, it's definitely radio friendly, I promise you that.
Okay.
So your first one, nice and easy. This song is so blank, I'm shook.
Good.
There we go. Got it in one. First one.
Was that right?
Yeah, right away. The next one. Oh my word, Shout Out to My Ex is a blank.
Is a smash.
Oh, close. I'll give you a clue. Sausages.
Banger.
It's
banger.
A banger. Shout Out to My Ex is a banger.
It's a banger.
Your next one. Right. I've been blanking to Shout Out to My Ex all evening.
Say it again.
I've been blanking to Shout Out to My Ex all evening.
Dancing.
Singing.
Dancing. We'll take dancing. We'll take your first answer. Right. That one was right. Shout Out to My Ex makes me feel blank. And this is a lot. I saw a lot of these tweets, but Shout Out to My Ex makes me feel blank.
Empowered?
Sassy?
Close. You're close with empowered. Really close. To be fair, I'll give you that because it's powerful.
Yay.
A lot of people all over Twitter, like, I'm listening to this, I'm feeling sassy, I'm feeling powerful. Is that what you wanted with the song?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted.
And it's worked.
Champion.
You know what was really nice? We got out of the car today and across the road there was a lady and she had her headphones in, and we got out of the car and she was like gobsmacked that we've got out of the car, and she was like, oh my God, this is so weird. She was like, I just need to tell you something. I was like, what? She said, I'm literally listening to your song right now because my friend just sent it to me because I've just broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's made me feel so much better.
And that's...
It made me feel really...
That's so good,
isn't
it?
Oh my God, that is literally what we do this for.
Yeah.
And it just made me feel so good. And I was like, oh, even if it's just made her feel better, I don't really care. That's great.
And that's all that matters. Well, on that note, shall we play it?
Yes, please.
So let's do it. So can I leave you to introduce the track here on KMFM, please?
Yes.
Hi, we're Little Mix,
and this is our brand new single, Shout Out to My Ex.
KMFM.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick.